Hi, hola. Did you know that you can listen to all my Spanish audiobooks for free on YouTube, Spotify, and more? To get the links, go to kerapido.com/listen, or simply tap the link in the episode description. You can listen to my free Spanish audiobooks wherever you are. In today's Spanish audio lesson, you're going to find out which verbs have an irregular future. Hi, welcome to Speak Spanish with María Fernández. I'm María Fernández, and this podcast is brought to you by my Spanish learning website, kerapido.com. At kerapido.com, you can see the free transcript of this lesson. To get it, tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device. One of my subscribers recently posted this question. Are there any Spanish verbs with an irregular future tense? In Spanish, the future is one of the easiest tenses to learn. One of the reasons for it is because there are only 12 main verbs with an irregular future. Only 12. Another reason is because Spanish verbs with an irregular future have the same endings as regular verbs. It's only the root or stem that changes. And there are only 3 ways in which the root or stem can change in the future tense. So these 12 verbs with an irregular future can be divided into 3 groups. That makes them very easy to learn and remember. Let me give you an overview of the 3 groups. Later I'll go through one of the 6 forms for one verb in each group. In group 1, verbs lose the vowel before the final R of their infinitive. The 5 verbs in this group are caber, haber, poder, querer, saber. In group 2, verbs lose the vowel before the final R of their infinitive and replace it with a D. The 5 verbs in this group are poner, salir, tener, valer, venir. And in group 3, verbs lose 2 of the letters of their infinitive. The 2 verbs in this group are decir, hacer. Let me give you this overview once more. In group 1, verbs lose the vowel before the final R of their infinitive. The 5 verbs in this group are caber, haber, poder, querer, saber. In group 2, verbs lose the vowel before the final R of their infinitive and replace it with a D. The 5 verbs in this group are poner, salir, tener, valer, venir. And in group 3, verbs lose 2 of the letters of their infinitive. The 2 verbs in this group are decir, hacer. Now I'm going to give you an example for each group. In group 1, you're going to hear the future tense forms of the verb querer, to want, querer. Remember that in this group, verbs lose the vowel before the final R of their infinitive. In the case of querer, we drop the second E. What remains is QUE, double R. To build the 6 forms, we add the future tense endings to QUE, double R. And the 6 forms are querré, I will want, querré, querrás, you singular, will want, querrás, querrá, he, she, it, will want, querrá, querremos, we will want, querremos. Querréis, you plural will want. Querréis. Querrán, they will want. Querrán. I'll say them once more. Say them after me. Querré. Querrás. Querrá. Querremos. Querréis. Querrán. The other 4 verbs in this group, caber, haber, poder, saber, build their future tense forms in the same way as querer. Let's move on to group 2. In group 2, you are going to hear the 6 future tense forms of the verb poner, to put, poner. Remember that in this group, verbs lose the vowel before the final R of their infinitive and replace it with a D. In the case of poner, we drop the letter E and replace it with a D. What we have is PONDR. To build the six forms, we add the future tense endings to PONDR. And the six forms are pondré, I will put, pondré. Pondrás, you singular will put, pondrás. Pondrá, he, she, it will put, pondrá. Pondremos, we will put, pondremos. Pondréis, you plural will put, pondréis. Pondrán, they will put, pondrán. I'll say them once more. Say them after me. Pondré, pondrás, pondrá, pondremos, pondréis, pondrán. The other four verbs in this group, salir, tener, valer, venir, build their future tense forms in the same way as poner. And finally, let's move on to group three. In group three, you are going to hear the six future tense forms of the verb decir, to say, decir. Remember that in this group, verbs lose two of the letters of their infinitive. In the case of decir, we drop the letters E and C. What remains is dir. To build the six forms, we add the future tense endings to dir. And the six forms are diré, I will say, diré. Dirás, you singular will say, dirás. Dirá, he, she, it will say, dirá. Diremos, we will say, diremos. Diréis, you plural will say, diréis. Dirán, they will say, dirán. I'll say them once more. Say them after me. Diré, dirás, dirá, diremos, diréis, dirán. The other verb in this group is hacer. If you want to see all the forms of the 12 irregular verbs I've mentioned in this lesson,
head over to my verb course.
There you can also find out which are the compound verbs with an irregular future. And there are drills for you to practice the irregular future forms.
To get plenty of Spanish speaking practice and to master the Spanish verbs super fast, play my free audiobooks. I have a Spanish for Beginners course, a Sherlock Holmes story in Spanish, and a series of 1 hour verb practice audiobooks, among others. You can listen to them on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, and more. To get the links, go to my website, kerapido.com. That's kerapido.com, kerapido.com. Or simply tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device.